Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah ve kafa ve selamun ala ibadillezine istafa. Amma ba'd. Firstly, a very brief explanation of the ash'ar that are recited while making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can gain more concentration and realize these are du'as that we are begging Allah Rabbul Izzat for. From our mashayikh we learn that, and by doing this regularly, inshallah, we'll see the quality of zikr will start improving. So the first poem that we normally read, we've done two couplets already. One was Dil Mera Ho Jai Ek Midani Hu, Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu Ho, Tu Hi Tu. Aur Mere Tan Mein Bajai Aabo Gil, Dard Dil Ho, Dard Dil Ho, Dard Dil. That, O Allah, open my heart, make it an empty field, and only You come in my heart. And then my body, which is made of water, sand and water, don't let it just remain like that. You put Your love in my heart, the pain of Your love, when that comes in my heart, then I will have value. Then this body, outwardly, it will look like a normal body. But the body of the Ahlullah, what the value they got in the eyes of Allah, we can't imagine. Then a person reaches a stage higher and he says, Raise bilkul hi ud jaye nazar, tu hi tu aye nazar deko jidar. That as you make your zikr, that Allah, when I say my la ilaha, and that my eyes are now totally lifted from everybody else. I don't see any success in my business. I don't see any success in going to this specialist or that specialist or this lawyer or whatever. Let my eyes be totally lifted from anybody. In other words, whatever I need, immediately my attention is to You, O Allah. And Allah Ta'ala, if Allah is Yours, what more you want? And tu hi tu aye nazar deko jidar. That, O Allah, whichever direction I look, let me only see You. In other words, whatever I see, You look at the sky, subhanallah. You look at the earth, alhamdulillah. How Allah Ta'ala has made all these things. And any problem, any need you got, first thing your attention will turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should try and learn this briefly. And then when we make our zikr, then we should think of these things. Then when we make our zikr of Allah, we learn the poem, Narai Mastana, Khush Mi Aayidam, Ta Abad Jana, Chuni Mi Baayidam. That Nara, to call out with enjoyment. And calling out who? The name of your Mastana, that being who you are madly in love with. That a person, a boy, is just getting engaged to somebody. And he is just calling out the name of his beloved. How he enjoys saying Fatima all the time. He is in a different world. But get connected to the real creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then see the enjoyment of saying Allah. Then you won't fall off to sleep while making zikr. So Allah, when this is my condition, I get totally happy of just calling out Your name and screaming out Your name. We hear how the Mujahideen, Allahu Akbar. How the Arabs also, they see anything astonishing. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. So Allah, let this condition be ta'abad jana. Forever and ever, let me have this condition. And then, when a person has got this condition, then ahra juz asama hamdam nabood. That ahra, that O Allah, besides You, nobody, not even in the heavens, nobody has know what is my connection with You. What is, I'm saying Allah, yeah, but the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they by the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and as we learning, that we do this course, and inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will grant us these things. We just have to be constant and regular, and continue doing the course, and this course is not just for a short period. Yes, the short period is to bring us in line, but then a person will see how important. You won't want to miss out one majlis. You won't want to miss out one Ramzan after that. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. Then, with regard to Anwarus Salah, which is a very, very important kitab and a very important subject of correcting our salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. We continue, yesterday we discussed that a person who does the cause of zikrullah. And in reality, the arifin, the mashayikh, those who have got recognition and the love of Allah Ta'ala, they have made a great effort to teach their murid that the scores of how to make our salah, how to bring to get our salah in order. And that is why one is the outward salah that we learn in the madrasa, etc. And here we can learn that knowledge, how to get that current and bring life in that salah. So we see when that salah is made, then this beautiful kitab, whoever read it, they be astonished that what is salah? Is this is salah all about? I thought it's just to come and go do my namaz and it's gone and it's over. And we hear people are saying salah is so enjoyable, but I don't get that enjoyment. Why? Because we're not doing the course. Do the course, what is concentration, what is devotion, what is salah all about? Then you'll see, then you'll understand what is this, what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the statement of his which is so valuable, Qurratu ayni fi salah, that the coolness of my eyes is only in salah. In other words, this is a statement of great enjoyment. A person who thinks of his beloved, his wife, his children, then he bubbles with enjoyment. Just thinking of them. So when you think of the real beloved Allah Rabbul Izzat, then can we imagine what enjoyment you will get. But that is when we come to know what salah is all about. Otherwise if we don't worry of the scores, then as we have learned that Allah has warned فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, that there is destruction for the musallin who just read namaz just to show people. And that is just the outward show. If a person, Hazrat says so beautifully, if you just read in namaz for show, like children also in the beginning, that is their playing period. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from 7 years, bring them towards salah already. Then they will make salah namaz without wuzu also. Many of us also, just our ustaz must see us when we, even students in the madrasa, we late and now I must be there on time for the jamaat. I don't make wuzu and I'm in the masjid already. So that type of salah, that is harmful. Or the other type of salah, which is just outward munafakat. You stand with a great tawadu, you're very humble, as if you're standing with humbleness. But you didn't do the cause. What is concentration and devotion? You're thinking of everything else. Even bad thoughts going to my mind. And I don't realize. Whereas salah is, aqimi salata li zikri. Establish my namaz solely, only for the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we do this course, then and we come to know what salah is all about. Allahu Akbar. In this regard, our Shaykh explained how our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala has blessed Hazrat with such love, that how he has explained the love of Allah Ta'ala is so simple. That Allahu Akbar, we can't tell today, we can only make du'as and du'as for our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh and our Mashayikh. Hazrat explained that in the Qur'an Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned three terms in Surah Al-Kafur. One is Ilmul Yaqeen, one is Aynul Yaqeen, and one is Haqqul Yaqeen. These three terms, Ilmul Yaqeen, Yaqeen means firm conviction, firm iman. Ilmul Yaqeen, then Aynul Yaqeen, the knowledge of Yaqeen, the knowledge, then to see what is Yaqeen all about. Then Haqqul Yaqeen, the reality of this. Hazrat says that generally, this is so difficult to explain for the Ustad, it's so difficult for him to explain. He gives a long bayan, 2-3 days, and he still didn't know what he explained. Then what the students are going to understand? They don't know what head or tail what happened. Then when they write the imtihan also, they write so many long, long pages, but they don't know what they wrote. Hazrat says the simple way to explain this and understand it, like according to our weak minds, talk about food, then we understand everything. So here also just explain it with a food example. One is, instead of yakin, say ilmul kabab. Then when you got the knowledge that somebody makes very nice kebabs, and then Aynul Kabab, and when you see that kebab, and then Haqqul Kabab, when that kebab comes in your mouth, then you'll see. So Hazrat gave a beautiful example is that you hear that some restaurant makes very good Shami kebabs or what, and somebody told you about it, and they explained you where it is, now you got the knowledge of that. Now you want to go see, now you got that knowledge, now your mouth is watering already. So when you just get the knowledge about what salah is all about, just the outward salah, you get the knowledge, you'll be shocked that this is salah. I thought I must just go and, like children, go and just do it as a routine. No, salah is a, and your passion, what enjoyment, as we hear, when you time for salah, Allahu Akbar. A great locksmith, Salim Haddad, who used to have a heavy hammer and hitting his steel, that when he used to lift it and just he must hear Allahu Akbar, Muazzin calling, he doesn't even finish that knock of his. We'll say, just finish that work, hit that one knock, what's wrong? Immediately he leaves his hammer down, going, because he had the knowledge of salah. And so myself, when we get an idea of what is the knowledge of salah, now you say you want to see Aynul Yaqeen. Now you go to that restaurant, and you see how people are just buying, the queue is so long, and you see, oh really, what a kebab this is. You can get the smell from the whole kilometer away. So this is now when you start seeing people who really did the cause of salah. Like Hazrat says, he saw himself, many great ulama of our country also, who were the students of Shah Anwar Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi. Like Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, etc. Hazrat says, he saw what concentration, devotion they have in salah. We can't dream of it. We are surprised at how they perform salah. And then one is haqqul kabab. Now when you get the reality, like Hazrat says, two friends bought kebab, or three friends bought kebab, then when the three kebabs came in the plate, the person who tasted it first, he had one in his mouth, the other one was in his eyes, and the third one was already down in his stomach already. Or another two friends were eating, and this kebab was so tasty. So this person, the first friend tasted, he said, hey, this I can't, my friend, he starts tackling it, I won't. So he started eating and he started asking his friend about your father, how was he, I heard he's sick, how he passed away. So his friend gave a long story, my father, and like many people, you ask them, your father passed away, gee, and then they give the whole long story. In the meantime, this person is enjoying the kebab. Then he realized, when he looked, he said, oh, the kebabs are almost finished. So now let me put him into talk and let me ask him, how your father also passed away, how? He was sharp, he was shrewd. He said, my father had one heart attack and he was gone. So when we realize this, then we'll see what is salah all about. Then when you stir, when you're going for salah, somebody can stop you. Say, I'm in a hurry, I can't, I got no time to talk now. Azan is already going, I got no time to talk. Before Azan, you'll be moving. Somebody asks you an important question also, you say, later on now, no time for that. So Hazrat is still there. So this is what, when we start doing the scores, and we start understanding, then a person will be looking forward to go to salah. Nobody will have to tell you, don't say, I can't get up with my alarm clocks, etc. Before your alarm rings, you'll be worried, is Azan gone or not? And that is what is said, that 24 hours be in salah. You just finish your zohar, and you're seeing what time is asr. Wait, I mustn't miss my asr, I must be just time already for asr. That person, his heart is attached to the masjid. That person will get the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. So it's easy to talk and more easier to hear. We have to get this reality, and Allah brought us. This will come from the heart of our Shaykh, inshallah. So further, Hazrat explains that this bayan is so enjoyable, but very important aspects here. Aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai. Lekin yeh bhi zahir hai ke mahaz mutala se har koi khud aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta hai, jab tak ke kisi khas tartib se uski mashq na kare. Then by reading this kitab also, like we all want to get Arnwaru Salah, etc. Very good, we should get it. He says every person, just by studying the kitab, etc. and going over the lessons, you'll get some fire, you'll get some benefit. But remember, just by studying it alone, you won't get the benefit and you won't get that control to have that namaz if you don't do it with proper tarteeb. That is, with proper, a proper cause. Till you don't do a proper cause under the guidance of a sheikh, then you won't understand and you won't get this, you won't get this reality. And that is why it's important. Many people think, I just study a kitab, or like many the students, they feel that I did my alim course, I know about namaz, everything. But we see what kind of namaz we are. Even we in the imam, even you the imam, you're still not even seeing whether you're standing straight or not. We're not making our Allahu Akbar, lifting our hands. We're not doing it properly. So very, very important. A person has to do a proper cause, and that is when you come to a share, and then you see when that effort is made, then you realize that how important is every department of deen, and so important that now when a person does the cause and he makes proper mushk, that means he trains himself under the guidance of a share, then you see. Okay, Hazrat is explaining here very important. Because generally, our Hazrat explained, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi explained so beautifully. Generally, when a murid comes to him, then he says his thoughts are all over in the world. So first of all, I have to make an effort to get his thought in one direction. So that is why this cause, which is also a great knowledge, khushu and khuzu, thus you won't get in the darulum darb, thus you will get by the mashayikh. Thus you will get by them, which is called Nur and Abuwat. The Nur of knowledge, when it starts coming to you, then you'll see yourself, as Hazrat says, we won't be looting in our namaz then. Then we'll enjoy every rakat of namaz. But we have to do this course properly. Not just one time, I'll come itikaf a few days, I'll search for the program when I can, if I'm doing my other work, I come from a foreign country, you paid so much, you came so far, and now you're more worried of shopping, you're more worried, you come few minutes and you think I sat in the lesson. No, do it properly and then see. Then what Salah will give you, Allahu Akbar. You can't imagine. For example, if a person, somebody is very wealthy, and he gives you the keys to his safe, and he says, whatever you need, any money, anything, you can just take and do. How happy you get. Somebody, you got a medical problem, somebody says, this is a top specialist. You go to him, whatever you, anytime, he'll give you an appointment anytime, and he'll see to you, you don't have to pay. So similarly like that, you'll get so happy. But, Allahu Akbar, when you do the cause of Salah, now when you, Salah will give you everything. You turn to Allah directly. What can that person's money? It was going to get finished. What can that doctor? He himself has to just think. And Allahu Akbar. Then, when Allah is yours, whatever you need, whether it's a health problem, a medical problem, whether it's any other problem, even your car is not starting, first turn to Allah Ta'ala. In your heart you turn, Ya Allah, you know my problem. And see, Salah is that thing that will give you everything in life. And that will bring success in your whole life. But we don't understand this. We think, what Maulana is talking? I need a mechanic. Where Salah is going to help me? Go and make Salah and see how Allah Ta'ala will make arrangements. You will be shocked yourself. So we don't do the course properly. And we don't carry on. And this is a course to life. So as you start doing the course, and you just get an idea what Salah is, Hazrat explained, many satis after years, they said, Hazrat, we performed Salah so many years, must I repeat my namazes? Yet I never did perform namaz. Hazrat says, no, your namaz will be, by Allah Ta'ala, it will be counted that you made namaz. Although the benefit of namaz you didn't get. Like a businessman who's very busy, but because he see the next shop is so busy, he start dropping his price and selling at cost or under cost. End of the month, he saw, oh, I'm not benefiting. So we say there's no benefit in business. No, you're not doing business properly. You do the cause and then see the benefit of Salah. So generally, when we come in Salah, myself, we studied also. We know all the masail also, but we don't have that knowledge of concentration and devotion and focus towards Allah Ta'ala. So we see there's no benefit in Salah. So when you come to the Shaykh, then Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, when people come to me, my murid, they come like a person, like a dirty clothes. And when you give dirty clothes for washing, we know, we just put it in a packet anyhow, and we give it. And then it goes into the washing machine. And then you can't put all together. They say all colors can't be washed together, etc. Certain clothes are delicate, you have to mix. So he says, I first have to put them in the washing machine. First of all, a sheikh says, he has to get my direction of thought in the right line. A sheikh says, then he first see that what do you like? A person in those days, in India, Pakistan particularly, they used to like their buffaloes. So Hazrat says, now think of your buffalo, how nice it is. When you now your thought are only on your buffalo, now turn it towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now turn your direction there. So that's how the mashayikh, when we come here, we ourselves will see. I came with all thoughts. Now I say, hey, I'm thinking, I must start making namaz. I must start working on this. So that is, then a person will see that what is the enjoyment of just doing the cause, then the enjoyment of namaz is something else. So by just reading the kitab on our own and not doing a proper course and not doing that much, then Hazrat says you'll benefit to a certain degree. Reading any kitab, you'll get sawab, etc. You'll get a certain amount of benefit, but you won't get the real benefit. And then you'll still say, no, I heard this kitab in Ramadan, but I didn't. That time was different. Now why? I don't understand. Because Hazrat says the system of Allah is this. کیونکہ سعادتوں کے حصول میں عادت اللہ اس طرح جاری ہے کہ کسب اور محنت کرنی پڑتی ہے. Because the system of Allah Ta'ala to attain any benefit, to attain any good fortune in your life, the system, the adat of Allah, the sunnat of Allah Ta'ala is that Allah has made it and commanded us, وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. How much of effort you make a bit of effort and you show your eagerness, then when you make a little effort, you say, Allah has brought us here and we make this effort, we come on time for the programs, etc. We listen attentive, not half drowsy, etc. Like Hazrat explains, when we don't do the course, then when we go and when we go, for example, in the early days, people used to live in the farm and they used to come once a week for Jummah to read Jummah also and to do their shopping. Now when they come to for Jummah, they still have, they got a whole list, I have to buy this paraffin, I have to buy that, the businessman. Now they're sitting in the bayan, and their thoughts are everywhere else. What they listen? They're not listening to the bayan at all. So exactly the same like me. I come here, and I'm rushing in, and I'm not paying attention. My thoughts, hey, I must still do this. My wife said, I must still buy that. I must still buy that kitab, etc. So we don't benefit properly. So when you do it by, so Allah's system is that make a little effort. We made the effort. Allah brought us till here. Now come on time, pay attention. And as the Mashayikh teach us, that come for a period as the Shaykh will prescribe, minimum at least 40 days in the company of the Shaykh. Proper, Allahu Akbar. We can't, our mouth watered to hear when our Shaykh went, after being a Shaykh of already. But when Hazrat went to Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to spend 40 days, well, when Hazrat already was of what caliber, Hazrat took off his shoes when he landed there, until he left, he didn't need his shoes again. Because in there to go toilet, their sandals, etc. Hazrat never left the Khanka. So much so that so many people even came to ask, Hazrat, come and do a program here, come and do a... He said, no, I've come for a certain course. When I'm over, inshallah, if I got time, then I'll come for the program. Then we see Allah Ta'ala give me just an iota to realize that we think we're so busy. If I don't do this, then how? Allahu Akbar. If I don't complete my course and I didn't do my shopping, that's nothing. You have achieved the greatest thing. And if you did your shopping but you didn't do the course properly, then we achieve nothing. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, proper understanding. So one is the system of Allah Ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah, by making a little effort. And Allah wants to see our desire. And Allah says, according to your effort, you will get. But on the other hand, then Allah Ta'ala, once you make an effort, us par ata wahabi tor par hoti hai. When you come and make an effort, now what you will get, that is Allah Ta'ala, a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Like a student wants to become hafiz, he goes to the madrasa and he starts repeating his sabak over and over. He is repeating it. But who puts it in the heart? Now as a gift, Allah puts it in the heart. He can't put it in his own heart himself. So exactly the same. We come here and we listen as a gift. But according to our desire, according to our attention, that is how much Allah will gift us and put it into our heart. So it is Allah Ta'ala's system that Allah Ta'ala gives us a gift, but Allah wants to see our desire. And that is why we see Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنُ. We created all human beings. But you see, people that are not interested, they went on the wrong path. They became disbelievers. And very few came to on the right path, they became believers. So Allah Ta'ala brought us here, as our Shaykh teaches us, and they stress on us, that let us spend our time properly, and then we'll see, we'll say, this is not enough. When you go home, you'll want to learn the masail, and then you'll want to tell people, check my namaz. You won't be shy, you'll tell your own wife also, see, am I standing properly first of all? Am I making my ruku, sajda properly? And then you'll be making mashq on the scores again, and regularly you'll be coming for the majalis. But the kudrat of Allah is this, the sunnat of Allah is you make a little effort, Allah will bless you. But the Qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah is beyond this. Because Hazrat mentions here, Chunanchi Allah Ta'ala Shanu ki Rahmat, agar che kisi illat wa sabab ke muhtaj nahi. Although Allah Ta'ala's mercy is such, Allah is not in need of any cause, and whatever you take the, you do the means, then you'll get the result. Allah is not in need of all that. Without cause and effect, Allah Ta'ala can give you. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any system. Allah Ta'ala is not in need that only if you make an effort, we see Allahu Akbar. How Allah Ta'ala is given certain personalities, how Allah has just pulled them towards Him. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi, as Hazrat explained, not nice to talk of the past, but as we learn, behind every wali, every saint, there's a history. So don't think of his history. Look at how he just made a turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala pulled him. So Allah Ta'ala's system, and as we learn, the incident Hazrat mentioned with regard to Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi, a king, and in his luxury palace, etc. Then he thought, what am I doing here? Let me go out and find Allah. He didn't find Allah. He put one of his ministers, you take over the kingdom. And he went to the river bank, started making effort, making zikr. And he took his old blanket. He was a royal king, wearing royal clothing. He went to make that, he made that slight effort, how Allah blessed him, Allahu Akbar. When he was on the river bank, once his minister came past, the one who now he put in charge, you carry on, you rule the country. When he came past the river bank, he saw an old man, he didn't make out this was Ibrahim ibn Adham. He saw an old man with his blanket, sewing his blanket with a rusted needle. So he thought, when he came nearer, he saw, this is our king, Ibrahim ibn Adham. The thought went into his mind, what a stupid man. There he had royal clothing, here he is sewing with a needle, old rusted needle. So Allah Ta'ala put kashf in the heart of Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi, that what he's thinking. Immediately to show him that what Allah has granted him, he took that rusted needle, and this is not a fairy tale. Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi narrates this incident, which is totally authentic. He says he took his rusted needle, threw it in the river. Then he made dua that, oh Allah, I want my needle back. Allah commanded one fish to come out with a golden needle. He made dua, oh Allah, I want, not one fish, 100,000 fish. Came out with golden needles. They said, yeah, oh Ibrahim Adam, here's the needle for you. He made dua that, oh Allah, I want my needle which I threw in the river. Then one fish came out with his rusted needle and gave it to him. Then he looked at his minister. He said, was that kingdom of mine better or this kingdom better? Then his minister came and said, make me that also. I also want this connection that you have got with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is when Allah wants to pull you. Allah Ta'ala says, يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِي مَيَّشَى. Whoever Allah Ta'ala makes khusus, khas, out of only Allah's mercy, whom Allah desires. And like our Dada Shaykh teaches us that, Ya Allah, you said, May Yasha, those who you desire, make Mashiach for me also, and that I also fall under your mercy. So we should beg Allah for that also, but beg Allah also, give me tawfiq to make the correct effort. Give me tawfiq to have talab, and then beg Allah, oh Allah, I'm weak, where can, and you just become Allah, Allah will change your whole system. As Allah gave the, Hazrat gave the other example of that beggar who became the king, and what decisions he made, and how he was ruling like a beggar, 7 generations beggars. But then the people were surprised and said, Batra Salamat, we accept you the king. But how you know all the etiquettes? We must even take you like a king to your room. He says, that Allah who put me here, He taught me all this etiquette. So Allah Ta'ala, when we come and beg Allah Ta'ala for His, to pull us, to make us judge, Allah Ta'ala will sort out all our bad qualities. Allah will take it out. Allah will sort out our namaz. Allah will make our namaz for us. Allahu Akbar. Then we'll see how Allah Ta'ala, Man Rum rahmatullahi, gives another example. He was a beggar who came in the court of a king, and a pious king, and regularly used to visit. He became very close to the king. So the king loved him. Then one day the king told him that, you come every time to visit me, I'm coming to visit you. He said, Bacha Salamat, me, I got a small jompri, I got a small shanti. You going to come with your whole entourage, all your people. Hey, how am I going to accommodate you? And he says, oh my friend, you don't know the king. when the kings come to go to do any suffer, any travel, and they go to any place, they first make all the arrangements. They first make all the proper arrangements for all their ministers, even their servants, the cats, etc., the pets, all that. Then they will come. So when I'm going to come to your place, I will build your palace. I will make all the, give you a big palace, a place for all my ministers. So exactly the same. When we get connected to Allah, then Allah will make all our arrangements for us. So it's so simple, Allah has made it, but we must show our talab, our desire, and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala, you pull us towards you. We are too weak. Where can we become your close friends? And we see that many a time, from the house of what we call a person who is like a shaitan, we see a wali comes out from that house. We see that person's son, he became a great pious personality. On the other hand, we see from the house of a pious person, that as Allahu Akbar, ulama have explained, and our mashayikh, Hazrat also explains, that generally, we find two types of people don't benefit from the shaykh themselves. One is the local people of the town, which we say, ghar ki murgi dar balabar. They don't know the value of this. It's like they meet him every day. So he's a delicious chicken, but you teach it like dar. That is not so delicious, because you meet him every day. And the other people that don't generally benefit is the children, the family of the sheikh. It's my father, so you take it for granted. So that is why we don't benefit. But when we just realize, and we, no matter who it is, Allahu Akbar, if we come with sincerity, then see the benefit Allah will give us. Hazrat explains that Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh used to have his majlis in Ramadan Sharif after iftari, just that few minutes before Taraweeh. And that Taraweeh never used to be so early. They used to take their time, etc. But that majlis also was a silent majlis. Wasn't big bayan like this. And this is no bayan in any case. It's muzakara for myself, first of all, and for all of us. But we think, like we say, Hazrat's bayan. The Hazrat says that Mawlana Wasiullah was a great sheikh. He said, if people can't benefit from my silent bayan, where are they going to benefit from my speaking bayan? So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, people just used to sit, and what great buzooks came. But Hazrat says, one two occasions Hazrat spoke. On one occasion Hazrat explained and said, if you come with ikhlas, no matter what the condition of your sheikh, you should always regard your sheikh as genuine. But if by chance you made a mistake, you went to a person, you thought he looks pious, or he's the son of a pious man, so he's a sheikh, you went with sincerity. According to your sincerity, you will benefit. So Hazrat says, like that, there was a sheikh, very great sheikh, but his son didn't worry about his father and go and sit in his father's khidmat and all that. His father passed away now, and he doesn't even know about the tasawwuf, but people came to know. Two people went and they taught that this person, his father was a great sheikh, so now he must be a great sheikh. They went to him. He doesn't know anything about the tasawwuf, but now they told him, we came to take bayat. So somehow he just made them bayat. Now they ask him, what must we do? He didn't even know what zikr to do. But then he told them that I got one big field, one big open land, go and dig it and clean it. That is your wazifa. So they went, they were sincere, they started digging and doing their work, what the sheikh prescribed, and we should remember, whatever the sheikh tell us to do, we should do it open-heartedly. Then see the benefit we will get. There's many incidents, there's no time. So they say, while they were doing this work with sincerity, after a while Allah gave them such high stages that they could see that Allah raised us so high. And Allah gave them such kush that they could see the position of how people, what rank they by Allah Ta'ala. So they saw Allah raise us so high, we're getting so closeness to Allah. They tried to look up and see, where is the sheikh? They couldn't see him anyway, because he wasn't a genuine sheikh in any case. So they went after that, they said, Hazrat, Allah is this wazifa that you gave us, and Allah took us so high. Allah has made us see our high position, and we try to see where is your position. We don't see you anyway. Then the sheikh realized that where they reach and I'm just wasting my time, that brought his hidayat. And he changed his life. So it is actually from our side, myself, I have to come with sincerity, devotion. When the majlis is there, whether the sheikh is there or whoever is doing the majlis, it's all the affairs of the sheikh. And then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is close to those people who want to inculcate this quality of ihsan, who want to do, who want to make, who want to bring this ihsan into their life. Then you'll see Allah Ta'ala's mercy is close to them. In other words, we have to try, come on to the right path. Then we will see, like a person says, that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is close, it's very vast. But here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, many people say, and every year incidents, Hazrat explained how Allah forgave people. That is Allah's Qudrat and power, and that who Allah desires. But Allah's mercy is actually close when you're on the right path. Then Allah Ta'ala will bless you. And then Allah Ta'ala will grant you all the special favors. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that we realize the sunnah of Allah carries on in this world. Then when Allah's Qudrat comes, that is the special favor of Allah, which we must be begging for both. That beg Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq to make the right effort also. Grant us tawfiq to have that talab and desire. And then, oh Allah, we are weak. You just pull us. You just make jazb of us. And have hope in the mercy of Allah. So Hazrat further mentions, لہذا حضرت سید صاحب قدس سر العزیز کی تقریر دل پذیر کو دل میں جمانا اور عمل میں لانے کے لیے درج ذیل پانچ اسباق کے طور پر تحریر کرتے ہیں. So Hazrat says this lecture and this kitab that has been printed of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatul Ali, very beneficial. So this is a very enjoyable kitab also. So to bring it into action and to bring practice on it, before we do the actual kitab, Hazrat says as an introduction, there are four important points which he have termed as Noor. That is the four lights. In other words, first do this. Then you'll start benefiting from the kitab itself. Then you'll start benefiting from the actual thing. So then he just explains briefly what the kitab is all about. That asal takreer ke alfaz ko kut khat kashida kya gaya aur amar mein lani ki tarteeb batore fawaid daraj hogi. That the actual kitab, the actual bayan, he has underlined that this was the actual bayan. And then the explanation how to get benefit that he has mentioned. Then Hazrat now further mentions, حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ کے ارشادات کو پڑھنے سے پہلے مندرجہ ذیل امور کو ملحوظ رکھا جائے. That you should keep this in mind before you just read the kitab and think you'll get the benefit of reading the kitab. Whichever kitab you read, you're in the company of that person. And remember, that is why very important. Don't just sit in any lecture. Don't just read any kitab. Be very careful. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great Mufti of his time, great Khalifa of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, and Hazrat Shaykh used to ask Mufti Sahib for all the fatawa, etc. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi asked Mufti Sahib, did you read the kitab of Maududi? Hazrat said, no Hazrat, I never ever read it because you didn't give me permission. And I'm scared, if I just touch that kitab, my mind will change. Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, I'm giving you permission that you read it so that you guide the people. So it's not any person's cup of tea. Today, anything, any book we just see, we want to read. Any just thing, we all the time take guidance from our mashayikh, from the pious, learned ulama. And also very important, don't just attend any bayan. Every sheikh has got his on the right path. But your current will come from your sheikh. That is where you will benefit. When you try and stick in one line, then see you will reach Allah Ta'ala very quick. So Hazrat says, first you have to keep these four things in mind. The first, Noor, Noor-e-Awwal, us masjh ka fayda sirf unhi salikin ko hoga, ke jo zikr wa shagal ke tariq ko baz rabta ikhtiyar kar chuke. He says, first of all, you'll only get the benefit of practicing on what you learn in this kitab for those salikin, those people who have made intention to walk on that road towards Allah Ta'ala, to tread the path of suluk. But how to tread the path of suluk? When you did an effort to make to do the cause of zikr and spiritual exercises properly, according to the proper method. That is, the best is taking bayat to a sheikh. To take bayat is sunnat. But the actual thing, the object of that is power Islam. And to get the final, ultimate, the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if you do that properly, and that is why that is a great sunnah, which our Dada Shaykh says, so to say, if you want to put your hand in the hand of Allah Ta'ala, then put your hand in the hand of a Shaykh. Allah says, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. Allah's hand is above that. So we put our hand in the hand of a Shaykh, and then when you come in the hand of a Shaykh, whatever your Shaykh tells you, follow that tarteeb, then you will see, then only you'll get a benefit in that. Otherwise a person, for example, he decides that I want to fly an aeroplane, then he buys a plane, but he didn't do the course on piloting. What is that plane going to benefit? It will get rusted and he'll leave it outside also. Or a person got all the appliances, etc. Like we say, he's got the best appliances. Father told him, you're getting married. He bought all the appliances, etc. But he didn't realize I must do the connection. So outwardly, and that is important, our namaz we still have to carry on. Allah Ta'ala won't ask us, where's your namaz? But that namaz we'll find doesn't benefit because there's no current. So Hazrat says exactly, this kitab, now you realize namaz is important, very good. Start coming for namaz properly, etc. Do the outward masail, but now to get this current that will flow in you, then you follow the cause. Like a person, he buys the latest machine, and a very good machine, but he doesn't read the instructions. Or the instructor comes and he doesn't pay attention. He's teaching him how to use it, he's not interested. So same like that, myself, we come here, and that is why Hazrat says many people take bi'ah, but then after a while they fizzle out. Because they don't come regular, they don't pay attention, they don't explain their condition, etc. So we say there's no benefit in the speedy muridi that become a chef. You just sit there, Allahu Akbar. Take the example of a great personality, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi. He was a man of what? A muhaddith, a teacher of hadith of his time. He was a mufassir, etc. But he had a great friend, and this is a friend who will encourage you. His friend was also a great alim, and he knew that this man is a diamond. But if it is just polished properly, what value he will have. So this the friend of his used to go regular to the Khanqah of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi, and he used to tell Sayyid Sahab, you also come. He says, what? And Allah Akbar, that only they understand, the great friends of Allah. He says, tum log chuwe ke samne, the budde ke samne chuwe jaise baithte. You all go to that old man and like small mouse, you are sitting in front of him. I have to study, I have to teach, next day kitabs, I have to teach hadith, etc. So his friend knew that no, he still doesn't understand what is the connection with Allah. Like many people, Hazrat says, we don't do the course and we thinking I'm reading a lot of namaz. Some people, Hazrat says, they just start before you can finish Surah Fatiha, he's finished 2 rakats already. Mm-hmm. And like some people got this idea, when I go to Makkah Sharif, I must make 50 tawafs. And you see, they like running a marathon, and they think they made 50 tawafs. But 2 rakats of an arif, of a sheikh, is far better than 1,000 rakats of an abid. A person who makes ibadat, even what ikhlas, the 2 rakats who have a person who recognize Allah. And then we'll understand that you are busy with your work and you came in the masjid, you said Allahu Akbar, you threw the whole dunya behind you. That now Allah, I surrender, it's me and you. Thoughts will come, but not intentionally now. When it comes also, it will just disappear as it will we'll do in front, inshallah. So Sayyid Ahmad Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi, his friend told him, okay, this condition, you just come, and if you feel that you're benefiting from the majlis, you sit. And if you don't benefit, then you can go and carry on your... So he said, okay, you my friend, I'll come. When he came one day in the masjid of Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi, and the friends of Allah don't speak like me with their tongue, they speak from their heart. So it affects the heart directly. When he sat one day in the masjid of Hazrat Rahmatullahi, Hazrat started talking, he couldn't get up from that masjid. End of the masjid, what he said, Malum nahi kis andaz se bayan ki. Aisa malum ho raha hai ki abhi Quran Sharif nazil ho. See, I don't know how Hazrat made bayan. I give tafsir every day. But it seems as if I just understood. Quran Sharif just got revealed now. And we see how fresh is Quran Sharif. Then he was supposed to go back. Then he said, Hazrat, I want to stay in the Khanqah. But I can't get up for tahajjud. I have to teach, etc. Hazrat says, no problem. It's not for us to get up for tahajjud. You can stay here. You don't want to make zikr also. You don't make zikr. He says, but when I stayed in the Khanqah that night, and middle of the night I heard all the Salikin getting up at tahajjud, and I heard, now I'm still turning and tossing, I couldn't sleep. So he said, let me also get up and join, read 2 rakats namaz. Then he says, when I started my 2 rakats tahajjud, then I realized, wada aane ki akhiri shab hai, subah hi se intizar mein hai. Then I realized the special wizard with Allah is in the middle of the night. Now whole day I'm waiting when tahajjud is coming. Then after Fajr, when they started making their zikr, he was on a man of zikr, and like many people, Hazrat says that today people say, why these people are making zikr? One is you got an allergy, that if you take a tablet, you get a rash or something. This is such a terrible allergy, somebody else is making zikr, your stomach is paining. So why they make it? But you don't know, the zikr of Allah is running the whole world. So when he started making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what the shaykh and all the murid and everybody concentrating on their own zikr, and that is why we learn, we don't have to make it with a chorus. Each one make his own zikr, and softly like bees are humming, and you see your concentration with Allah. Then he says, naam lehte hi nasha sa aa gaya. Allahu Akbar. That when we just took the name of Allah ta'ala, I got intoxicated. The zikr mein taasir e door e jam hai, and then I understood, and then we'll understand why the Mashayikh says it's like going to the tavern. People, they get intoxicated with their dunya, go and take a drink, I'll feel nice, but he loses his senses. He doesn't know who's his mother, who's his father, he doesn't know whether he's urinating in the toilet or in his trousers. He says the real thing, or the real drink, I realize that in zikr is like sitting in the tavern of Allah Ta'ala, where you get the pure drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when you do this course, then properly you do this course, or unko kisi darja malika ya yaad daas hasil ho chuka, then you will get some control and you'll start pondering that this is what namaz is all about, and now you'll be attentive to go for salah. Ab wo is malika se apni namazo ko baru bana sakte. Now you will able to make your namaz a namaz of life. Now you'll see some life is coming into my namaz. As a child grows, slowly, you see he's doing more things, and then you shock. He didn't know how to ride a bicycle. Now he's riding without holding also. So when we do the score, slowly you'll see how you start getting. And one is a namaz of concentration, not what we think very deep as we explain. And it's simple to the concentration. But if a person does the course and out of weakness he feels he's still not concentrating, that is not regarded as a namaz of unmindfulness. That is not regarded as a namaz that Allah's curse is upon you. Because you're trying and you're dusting, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come upon you. اور نماز کے ذریعے سے وہ اپنے باطنی مدارج میں بہت ترقی کر سکتے ہیں. And with your namaz, now you'll get lot of high position and lot of high stages you'll go as far as your internal purification is there. But that is not the main object. The main object is the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala must be happy with us. That is the main thing. So that to tariqe nabuwat se tarakki karne ke mukhtarif zarai mein se ye ek aham zarai hai. So Hazrat says that to get close to Allah Ta'ala, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam, there are many means, and this is one means. That is to take bi'at to a shaykh to do the course. Never ever say this is the only means. One buzurg says to reach Allah, there is so many means like the breath of the whole creation. So there are many means. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, and give us tawfiq to come with correct intention and pay attention. SubhanAllah.